Yesterday, Canadian author Catherine Govier's postcard number 17 landed in my email inbox. I used to babysit for Catherine when we both lived in Washington, D.C. many years ago. Now I receive from her, along with many other people, via email, these very short vignettes that she writes. This one is entitled Skyline Trail. Here we are, six women in a hanging valley below Curator Basin, having hiked in 20 kilometers from Maligne Lake. It's been a long day. We droop over the table while Tracy, the cook, bangs around in the kitchen behind us. No doubt the reason she's so noisy is that her earphones are blasting music. I can hardly blame her. It's pretty quiet here, with no cell phone connection, no internet, no radio, and only the hikers who arrive exhausted, and the cowboys who drive the pack train for company. The cowboys are sullen, as per type, and we're more or less speechless. They say it was originally an Indian trail. In 1911, Mary Schaefer rediscovered the lake with the aid of a sketched map from a Stoney named Samson Beaver. We went south to north, they went the opposite way. 100 years ago, we'd have met her party and their numerous pack horses head on. Their way was blocked by snow, which is why two of the passes are named after the shovels they improvised out of nearby trees. One is Big Shovel, and the other is Little Shovel. We saw few other hikers up there today. We did come across a large village of marmots at Little Shovel, all different colors, with their black tails and paws digging and scurrying and crossing the little streams that run every which way in compact heaps as if they were extremely fluffy Siamese cats. We looked for caribou, grizzlies, and wolves, all known to frequent these parts, but saw none. At the top of Big Shovel, we did find a herd of bighorn sheep. They were guarding the pass. I had never seen anything like it. Two were seated, four legs in front of them, looking alertly one way down the trail, and two were seated in matching position looking the other way, our own living version of the Lion Gates. After Big Shovel, we dipped into the Snow Bowl, a long rolling meadow of alpine flowers all in bloom. The flower experts in our group identified Indian paintbrush, anemones, forget-me-nots, gentians, wild monk's hood, grass of Parnassus, elephant head, heather, and twin flowers. There were also fleabane and loosewort. It's too bad these pretty plants have such homely names. We deemed as champion that grows where there is absolutely nothing else but splinters of slate, moss campion. We crossed a moonscape at the top of the bowl and made our way down here. We're not fast, but we did get into camp before Tracy's lasagna was ruined. We met up with our duffel. The horses that brought it are out in the meadow now, grazing with cowbells around their necks. Two of them are Canadians, known as Le Petit Cheval de Fer, the Little Iron Horse. The breed started in Quebec in the days of sleighs, nearly died out after being sold in great numbers to fight in the American Civil War, and now has been brought back. They're short and tough and sure-footed, ideal for this terrain, which is no less than the mythic West, sun-baked and rough underfoot, with sudden cold breezes when the sun gets behind a peak, the notched log cabin set in the hanging valley, the mosquitoes at dusk. I feel transported. The outhouse smells, and so do our boots, but we can't leave them outside because the marmots might eat them. Washing our hair in the stream, we feel free to let out huge screams and then louder ones when the rinse water, which was snow about 500 feet above, is poured over our heads.